Now we're up to the last parak. Hagoizel Meichel. Mishnah says, Hagoizel, if a father steals.
And Umeichel has bonav. The gzela that he stole, he gave it to his children. He gave it to children to eat. Let's say it was food, he gave it to his children to eat it. The Arel Sveniach Lefneim. Or else he just left it in front of them. Rashi says, Oshaniach Lefneim. Shehagzela Kayemis. In the case where the gzela is Kayemis, it's still around. So Locher is Peturim Milashalin. You know, the children's are put, they don't have to pay back. Even though they have enjoyment from the gzela, they don't have to pay back, they're put from paying back. And like Rashi says, the Gemara Meforash Taima. But let's say there's something that has an achrayis what was stolen. What's a machlokes the Gemara? We'll soon see. Whether it means something that has like karka, or does it mean something that it's yedua, it's stolen goods, like it's a special coat. So when the kids are going to use the coat, now everybody's going to know it was a coat shal gzela. So be a bizoying for the father, therefore chayovim l'shalim. He had the chiyuv to return it. This we'll see in the Gemara. But that's the Mishnah just says, if the stolen thing was something that has an achrayis on it, whether it means karka, or something that everybody knows about it, then chayovim l'shalim. Then the children have a chiyuv to return it back to the nigzal. Omar Rav Chizda says like this, gozal, if somebody makes a gzela, and the owner of the nigzal was not miyayish, he did not give up yet, he's still hoping to get it back. And the second person comes now and eats it up from the gazlin, not like he steals it from the gazlin. The locker is the nigzal now, the first one, the owner, he has the right to go to either one of these two people to collect his money. Like they're both gazlonim. The first one made the real maisik zela, and the second one also made the maisik zela, because he did more than the first one did. The first one just took it out of the reshus of the first one, but it's still around. The second one ate it up. He did more, he ruined it more, he took it out of the world. So they both like have a gazlin here, therefore the owner has the right to go to either one. Rashi says, no Rashi in this here. The Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Called Kamad Loinis Yaishu Abaylam, as long as the owner was not in Yaish yet, for Yeshusa Demori Koi. It's still considered now when by the Bailims, the original owner's Rishus. So therefore, when a second person comes and eats it right now, you're like eating it from the Bailim. Like Rashi says, Vizesha Ochloi, Nasa Kugoyzle Mibolov. You're like stealing from the Bailim. So Gemara says, Tanan, we learned in our mission, it says, Hagoyzle Michael as born of a father steals. And then the food that he stole, he gave to his children to eat, or else, he just left it in front of them, Peturim Milashalim. They're potter from paying back. So, Chorot Yuftu, the Rav Chizda, sound like Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says if somebody else comes and eats it up, that's called the second Maisik Zela. So, why in our Mishnah, when the children eat it up, why isn't it called they're doing the second Maisik Zela? So, now the Nigzal should be able to collect from them? So why do we say the children are potter? The Chur, they're also doing a Maisik Zela now. They're destroying it from the world. They're doing more than the father did. So it should be called, considered a second Maisik Zela. So, according to Rav Chizda, Rotsim is Zagoiva, the Nigzal has a right to collect it from the kids. So why does our Mishnah say the kids are potter? The Kashan of Chizda. To Yuf to the Rav Chizda, to speak with Rav Chizda. So Gemara says no. All Maloch, Rav Chizda can answer back and say that Kitanya hi liacha yish. Our Mishnah is talking about that the owner was Miyayish. The father made a Maisik Zela, and then the owner was Miyayish. And now the father gave it to his child. So when he gave it to his child, it's called Yish or Shinu Rishus, which is Kana. Therefore, anytime there's a Yish, and then you make a Shinu Rishus, you give it over to somebody else, the second person is Kana it, it's his, and only the first one has the Chi of Gzela to return it, to return the money, to make Hashava. But the second one now is Kana it Lagamri, because that's called Yish for Shinu Rishus. The second one keeps it. So when does Rav Chizda say you could collect from the second one before Yish? Then the second one is only doing a Maisik Zela. But our Mishnah is talking about that the owner was Miyayish, gave up hope already. Then we say when the father gives it away to a second Rishus, that's called Yish, Vashini Rishus, that the second one is Konaret, it belongs to him, and it's not a Maisik Zela. Therefore he's potter, he doesn't have to return anything. So Gemara says if so, again, that Masad Maniach Lifnayim Turim L'Shalim. So Omar Rami Bachomer says, if so, like we just said before, Zayis Semeres from our Mishnah, we should have a proof that Rishus Yairish ke Rishus Lakech Dami. Here the father gave it to his son. So the son is like a Yairish. The question is, when you Yashin your father, is a call that's coming into a new Rishus now, or is the son called an extension of the father? if the son would be called an extension of the father, so it's not called Shinu Rishus. And now Mishnah says the child is potter from paying back. And we just explained, because we're talking about after Yish, so when the father dies and gives it over to his son, it's called the Shinu Rishus. So you see, when the father gives it over to his son, it's not called like just a Yerusha, that the son is taking over, coming in the place of the father, but rather it's called like the son bought it right now. It's called like a new Rishus. Like Rashi says, Rishus Yerush, Kirishus Lekerdami. Fehevilo, Kirishus Acheris, it's like a second Rishus. Fehevon, the Kimil Masisim Liach Yish, Konilu Yasmi. Therefore the children are Konrad over here, the Yish, Vishina Rishus, with Yish and Shina Rishus. The Yish Kadil, because it's with Yish alone, we hold like honey. We like Tony Ptur of Yavun, it doesn't say the father is potter. So we always hold when the owner is Miyayish, if it's still by the Gazlin, he has a Chiv Ashava still. Yish Fechti, just Yish alone, you're not Kona. But if he has a Shinu Rishus later, when the Gazlin gives it over to a second Rishus, then the second one is Kona. So here that our Mishnah says the children are potter with Shalem, is because it was a Shinu Rishus. So you see, Rishus Yerish is considered to Rishus Lakerdami. Rav Amarava says no. All right, the turnover. Again, Rav Amar Rav says maybe there's no proof. Rav Amar Rishus Yerush is lav Rishus Lekerdami. Maybe when the Yarshim Yashim from the father is called the Mokam Avuan, it's not called the new Rishus. They're just taking over the father's property. If so, what does our Mishnah say? The children are potim al shalim then. Bocha b'mayaskinon kishochlom. We're talking about right now who's eaten up already. It's not around anymore. So therefore, they don't have to pay it back. That's why they're potim. Rashi says, "Kishochlom liyacha misas aviyim, v'nigza lenyochul letoivon shereloi gazlu." The Yoshim can't, the nigza can't go to the Yoshim because they did not make the gzela. Because here in a case with the Yashim, the father, like Masama, they did not know it was gzela. So therefore, when they're eating it, they're eating it teras Yerusha. It's not called the ma'is gzela by them. See, even though it's not a shini rishus, but I call upon him, they did not do a ma'is gzela. When the children eat it, that's not called the Maisik Zela. So therefore, you can't collect from them. And since it's not around anymore, therefore, they're potter from paying. Samara says, no. Hami diktani seifa. Since the seifa says, now Mishnah. Him ho yudov ishyesh ba yachrayis. If the gzela mashm is still around, and it's something that has achrayis on it, then chayovim l'shalim. Then the children have to return it. So Rashi learns, everybody knows that this was a famous coat that first belonged to Reuven. It looks like karka, or it could go in talus oksus. No, it looks like a talus and oksus. Everybody knows that this was a famous talus belonging to Reuven. So now if the children are going to use the talus, everybody's going to know, how did you get it? Because your father stole it from Reuven. So it's going to be a bezoin for your father. So in such a case, that's what the end of the Mishnah means. Chayovim liachzir, Rashi says, b'fnei kovod aviyam. As kovod of your father, you have a chiyuv to return it. Shabriya soimeres, people will say, zu talis shegoz l'pleini. If you don't return it, people are going to say, you're using this talis that you got from your father, because your father was a gazlin. That's why you have to return it. You have to return it, as kibud av. So, midik tonis, the Gemara says, you see, our Mishnah is talking about something that's still around. There's only a difference. If it's something that people won't know that it's stolen goods, then you don't have a chiv to return it. But if it's something that people will know is stolen goods, you have a chiv to return it. So Rashi says, that's the question, why? Why are the children's potter? If you hold now that Rishus Yerush is lav k'rishus lekeach, so it's still called an extension of the father. So just like the father would have a chiyav hashava, the Yoshim should also have a chiyav hashava. So why does our Mishnah say the children are potter? If you tell me now that their Rishus is not called the Shina Rishus, why are they potter? You can't say we're talking about they ate it up. No, it's mashmah still around. Omalach Rav is Rav answers back like this.
Hochi Kome, this is what our Mishnah means to say. That Avad is talking about where the children ate it up. It's not around anymore. That's why they're potter. So then what does the Sefer mean if there was Yesh Achrayis? Hochi Kome. In Meniach Lamavim Achrayis Nechosim. If the father left over some carcass, some property, Chayovim Meshalim. That's halacha, that since the father made the gzela, the father had a chiyuv hashava. So if the father leaves over property, the carcass is meshubid for that chayv. Therefore, the children have to pay back now from the property that they yashin. If there's no property, no carcass, they don't have to pay back. Because they ate it up, it's not around. But if there's carcass, then they have to pay back. So the ratio says the potter means they didn't yashin any carcass. So even though the children ate it up, they ate it not for teres gzela. They ate it for teres, it was the father's. So therefore, the children are potter. But Zamora Vomasnis Vomasni Le Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Bray. I Rabbi Vomasni Rabbi Rabbi learned to his son Rabbi Shimon that Loidov Shesh Bachrayish Mamish. The Mishnah doesn't mean something has Nachrayish Mamish like Karka. El Afilu Pora Bachrayish Bo. It means even a Pora, a cow that you Chayish, you plow with. Chamor Umachamar Achrov. Or else a donkey that you ride with. Chayov Umachsim of Nekovet Aviyim. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Sakoponim, you see, he learned Pshan al Mishnah again that we're not talking about Achrayis, but we're talking about rather that the reason why they have to return it, because it's something that has an Achrayis like they had before, is something people will know. As Rashi says, Loi dov shesh b'Achrayis mamish, loi shegoz a kaka v'niach lefneim, el afilu gozo poro v'chorosh boi chamor mechamor achrov, v'kol midim shoy the nigzal, chayav almu v'gzeil kiyamas eskinen. Again, we're mashma al Mishnah is talking about the gzeilur is around. So if the gzeilur is around, we're back to the original kasha then, why are the kids potter? If the gzeilur is still here, and the father died, and the kids yashin it, if you're going to tell me now the children's rishus is not called a new rishus, it's only an extension of the father, so why are the children potter from paying back? How do you get out of this? If the gzeilur is here, they should have to return it. So Gemara says like this, Elo Amar Rava, Rava says like this, Ki shechivna Rabbi Yoshia, Ki shechivna, when he dies, Rabbi Yoshia nofeg levosi, Rabbi Yoshia will come out to be malava me. Why? The teritz the masnitz and kavosei. I'm going to be miyash of the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yoshia. Now the Rabbi Yoshia will give me a yashke. I'll come to my navaya. The Tony Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia learned like this. Hagoy zolomaychel as bonov. If a father steals and then he gives his son teach from it, peturim elishalim. The potter from paying back. Haniach lefneim gzela kayemis chayovim. But the father, the Mishnah means haniach lefneim. But if he leaves over the gzela that's still around, henachnami, then they have a chiyus to return it. Einak zela kiyemis pturim. If the zela is not around, then the potter, because they did not do the ma'isik zela. But if the chayfus is still around, ain't a chanami. Since rishus yorish is lav rishus lakeach dami, it's still by the rishus of the father. They have a chiyus to return it. Heniach la naviyav achrayich nechosim chayov nushalim. But if the father left over karka property, then it's a chayv upon that karka that they have to pay the money. So even though the children's if they weren't karnerit, they ate it up. Still, there's a chiyuv to pay back from the karka that yashit. So that's the way he's miyashiv our Mishnah also. That the Mishnah means letzdadim. If the gzeil is still around, the avad they have to return it. Peturim means when the gzeil is not around. Oh mama, what did we just say? Ein gzeil kiyem is peturim. If the gzeil is not around anymore, if the children ate it up, then the potter from paying back. If so, name it. Have the Rav Chisda says a kashan of Chisda. Rav Chisda says no. Somebody makes a gzeil and the second person comes and eats it up, the second one is chayiv. So here we say, no, the children are potter. Omlok Rav Chisda, Kitanya, Hiliyach HaYish, we answered it already. When does Rav Chisda say the second person that eats it is chayiv also, if the owner was not miyayish yet? So it's still brishus of the first violin. So the second person comes and eats it up, the second person is also called the gazlan. Here that our Mishnah says when the children eat it, that their potter is talking about that the original owner was miyayish already. He gave up hope. So therefore, when they eat it, it's not called the Maisik Zela. Oh my mind, what we just say, Gzela, Kayemis, and Gzela still around, Chayovim, Lashon, then they have a Chiyus to return it. Why? Because it's not called the Shinu Rishus, and Yish Bechti is not Kono, so they have a Chiyus to return it. If so, name it, you have a Tuf to the Rami Machoma. Let's say it's a Stir on Rami Machoma. That he said before, Rishus Yerish, is Rishus Lakech Dami. So the way we're learning now, the Mishnah says, clearly not like him. Oh, Malach Rami Machoma, Kitanya, he, when do we say to say that after